Thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question about a charge that's appeared on my credit card from your company.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
It's 17402.
17402?
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
Martin Sullivan.
I do have an account for Marty Sullivan.
That's it, yes.
Could you verify your mailing address?
4497 Cedarwood Drive in York, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was an order that was placed for a Wi-Fi booster.
Yes.
Okay, so whenever you place the order for the Wi-Fi booster, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription.
I knew nothing about any monthly subscription. It was at a for taking a survey, I was given that and charged like $7.50 for postage.
Yes, sir. That Wi-Fi booster is a gift for doing the survey and entering the subscription. With the subscription, you get a $125 gift card towards any purchase on our online website.
I'm not interested in that. I'm disputing the charges with my credit card company. Never agreed to that.
Yes, sir. You would have had to agree to it whenever you placed the order for the Wi-Fi booster. So that charge has already been disputed with your bank or your credit card company?
They were advised me I was to call you first.
Yes, sir. So we can go ahead and have this account canceled. We can offer a 50% refund on our charge.
I'm disputing it all.
What happens when you file a dispute with your bank is that they issue a temporary refund during the dispute process. But once we verify the information on this account, meaning your email address, your phone number, mailing address, and the tracking number to show that that Wi-Fi booster was delivered, your account goes.
Oh, it was. Absolutely, it was. Yes.
Yes, sir. Your account goes to a chargeback once all that's been verified. And what a chargeback means is that they remove that temporary refund and return it back to the merchant. We don't issue any kind of refunds once a chargeback happens.
I'll take my chances.
So give 1 moment to have your account canceled, and I can give you a confirmation number.
Okay. And who is the person, who is the agency to report a complaint to?
What do you mean?
About your business practices.
This would be a number to call to complain or customer support for that company?
No, I mean for whoever oversees. Is it the Better Business Bureau? Who would it be?
I mean, I can give you the customer support email, but again, we represent for the company.
Yeah, well, that's not going to work. Okay, give me the cancellation number.
I have to finish canceling the account first. I did go ahead and cancel this account as a one-time courtesy. Although you misunderstood the terms and conditions that you agreed to, we can go ahead and issue a refund on that charge. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like a confirmation? Your confirmation number now?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
C as in Charlie, 25, 89, 17, 60, and the number 2.
Okay. All right. Do I need to do anything else?
There's nothing else.
Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate your effort.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.